Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
TJ Miller making friends in Hollywood. That's off the air, though. We have a conversation with TJ. Funny
you
bone this weekend.
You guys will never know the terrible things that are said off air. Mostly about me.
You are self-deprecating. We're talking real quickly, though, since you're not in Silicon Valley. The best part about Silicon Valley for you, you mentioned to us on the phone a couple times, was putting on the weight for early, because you don't walk around with that weight. That's not T.J. Miller.
I would eat peas. Here's your diet when you're adding weight instead of cutting it.
Yeah.
You replace water with beer.
Right.
So you just drink beer.
Hello.
Morning,
that'd
lunch,
be perfect.
And
yeah.
Dinner.
Man.
And then every night you need to fall asleep with pizza on your chest.
Man.
You need to be eating pizza as you fall asleep.
At your heaviest at early, how much more weight was it you have on than you have on now?
Oh, I was at my heaviest.
You're a tall guy.
Which was not, you know, healthy at all. It was 265.
Oh.
And I weigh about, when I did underwater, I cut like 30 pounds or 35 pounds or something. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm at, like, you know, 235. But it's, you know, CJ and I are talking. CJ's lost a bunch of weight recently. He cut.
He's cutting carbs out, right, CJ?
Cut carbs day 8.
So, yeah.
And that's what you got to do day 8.
She's kind of angry
day
about
8.
It, too.
No, it's great. 12 pounds, and you feel like, you know, your first 10, we were saying, you feel like you're walking on water, even though it's just a cup of water out of the ocean. But reality.
It's
so do people think that you were the bigger guy?
When I left Silicon Valley, they were calling me, "You fat F word, you stupid fat bastard. You just
people are horrible.
You don't deserve. You ruined your career. You're on the Emoji Movie. Now you're washed up leaving Silicon Valley. You fat, stupid, fat headed, fat.
But you put the fat on for the role.
But they don't.
Yeah,
care
he's
about
like
that.
De Niro.
They didn't know it.
And
right.
De Niro falling with pizza on his chest.
Acting.
Also, hey America, why don't you check IMDb's upcoming projects?
Right.
I wanted to scream that so many times. Your career's over. Yeah, I have 4 movies coming out over the course of the next 2 years.
And you post your weight.
Don't you understand how it works? But they don't, and they don't care. And people are mean, and I've submitted myself to this life. And
we probably asked you this last time, but what's in the bong in Silicon Valley?
Hmm. You did ask me last time.
Yeah.
And I know that you guys are excited about it.
It was pot.
It's
weed.
Marijuana.
Okay. Good.
No, it was, they give you this kind of herbal fake marijuana.
Was it not marijuana? Because they didn't want you to be high on the set and then missing lines up.
It's illegal.
Oh, it's still, oh, it is legal?
Sure.
Even in California?
There's liability.
Oh.
And what if I fall over and break my head?
Got it.
Sue them for being the people that allowed me to smoke weed that I wanted to smoke. And, you know, I mean, it's just pathetic. It's more of this, like, Hollywood's not cool anymore situation. I mean, Hollywood in the 70s, Burt Reynolds died. I was like, man, that you could
in the 70s
be there during that time when there was just drugs and drinking and making movies that were interesting and different, and all you did was want to. And now it's like Stuber 2, Revenge of the Lift or whatever. And so I'm, you know, but so we were not allowed to smoke
real
marijuana.
Weird.
Although, you know, hypothetically, if I was off camera,
right,
and it was the end of the day, it wouldn't have hurt the situation.
It would hurt.
Certainly would have made the evening go a little bit faster.
All right.
But no, I stayed on that herbal weed, which is so much worse for you. There's a famous scene where
it sounds much more dangerous to put it some kind of.
Well, it gave you a headache, so you weren't high. You just had a terrible headache.
Mm-hmm.
And you would, you know, smoke so much it was so bad for your.
Cut your throat with glass.
I was.
Your character smoked a lot of weed.
There's a coughing scene where I just cough and cough and cough and cough. And that's all real. That was like, they were like, cough. And I was like, let's see if I can do that.
Less.
Now it's really method acting.
Can you do less blood this take?
Yeah, please. Could you not?
Well, you can't half-ass a bong rip. people are going to tear you apart if they notice
you
half-ass.
Oh, yeah. A professional smoker's
watching.
That's
my favorite country song.
Sure.
Can't half-ass a bong rip.
Really?
You can half-ass a marriage, but you can't half-ass a bong rip. You can half-ass the bill, but you got to pay the full tip. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're right. There are people, and that's the biggest thing that the enthusiasts are after is, were you really smoking marijuana?
Yeah, that's why
scenes.
Todd asked the question every time.
And you know the
he's
funny,
an enthusiast. Right.
And that's why they forget if they've asked you that before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
Exactly, CJ.
But I certainly, I think it's very funny because they wouldn't, you know, I was smoking every day at that point. It would not have messed up lines.
Wouldn't affect you
like
at all.
It's like having a couple of beers. Yeah. It affects you that much. But right now I'm on the water wagon, so I don't drink and I'm not smoking. I'm not doing any of that stuff. Well, first of all, it's healthy for you.
Right.
Second of all, I heard the worst words.
I never asked that question.
It's the worst words that you want to hear coming out of your wife's mouth, which is, I like you better when you're sober. That's no fun for anybody.
No.
I don't like that. She said to me, we were in couples therapy, and she goes, I think that maybe we have slightly different values than I expected from the outset.
How long have you been married?
Because he wants 3 years, 3 year anniversary, but we've known each other since college,
got
so
it.
Forever.
Yeah.
And she said, at the outset, I want to be healthy. I don't want to be drinking and partying. And it seems like that's something that he still wants to do. And that just, those weren't the values that I expected, in the beginning. And I kind of went, yeah. You not wanting to party and drink, those weren't the values that I was expecting at the outset.
Uh-oh.
And so, it's an interesting situation where right now, I'm kind of staying away from everything. But what I say is that when they hear that, they're always like, oh, that's great. Do you feel great? You must feel great. Do you just wake up feeling great?
You're not going to get that from the show.
I'm like, no.
No.
When you wake up and you're like, well, this is going to be it for the rest of the day.
That's what
later on I'll be exhausted.
That's Frank Sinatra said that. That's his line.
Right. I think it was Dean Martin.
Oh, it might have been Dean Martin.
Wake up in the morning and they
feel sorry for people that don't drink. That's the best they're going to feel all day.
I always said that was Marilyn Monroe.
They all drank. They all drank.
She had one that was a little bit more hardcore.
How long you been sober then?
I guess it'll be 3 months or something
like
that.
Is this permanent?
No.
Okay, you're just
crazy?
No, I mean, I think you can take a break.
It's weird. I mean, once you don't drink or smoke for a couple of weeks, you kind of, it's like not eating sugar. You just stop. You go to a bar and you don't even really look at the liquor and be like, hey, I'd love some of that liquor. And then you start to see it as like extra calories. When I'm cutting weight, I only drink gin and soda, and I can't even really drink more than one or two of those, and I have to replace a meal with it.
Got it.
So, you start to think of it that way. But I'm joking on stage now lately about there's some people that drink coffee, which is also a drug, and they don't act like it.
Yeah.
There's some people that drink coffee and don't drink alcohol, and I hate those people.
So do I.
They're so pretentious.
Coffee is a drug.
Yeah, and so coffee, they'll go, oh. You drink alcohol? Oh, that is so unhealthy. That is basically the fast track to diabetes. And I'm like, don't pretend like you're not going to have diarrhea twice today. Like, I hate to be disgusting, but you're like, oh, this nitro brew is so refreshing. And all I can imagine is you later in the day be like, ah! Like, I hate it. I don't want to hear it. So it's been, it's a little bit of a trip. But I drink a lot of Red Bull. And sugar-free Red Bull.
Yep.
It's not great. Yep. I like kombucha.
It's not terrible. Great at all.
So how did... No, listen.
That's like in New York, they have... we still haven't made marijuana legal in New York City, which is insane.
Yeah.
And I'll say that on stage, and sometimes people yell, CBD's legal. The CBD's legal. I'm like, that's like people being like, dude, we're going out tonight. We're going to party. We're going to case a kombucha. I mean, CBD is not the same deal.
It's getting high.
Of course not.
So we're waiting for the THC to come through.
So did you stand up sober for years before this or not?
I've never really been.
I'm not talking about hammer, but... You don't.
No, I would always.
Buzzed?
I know, not even buzz.
Okay.
But I would always drink. But I can have five scotch and sodas, and I'm still
okay.
I'm not slurring.
But
my
you
words
have that high end scotch.
Yeah,
that's right.
Good stuff.
Look, and Colleen breaks in with that one.
That
really,
I got a taste of it.
That's in the rider.
No, that's right.
At his house,
about Hibiki. I drink this thing called Hibiki 17, which now there's a black market for because they stopped making it. So I have about 15 or 20 bottles, and they were worth $300. Then they were worth $600. Now they're worth $900. And in a year or two, they'll be worth, I think,
$1,200. They stopped making it?
They stopped making it. They ran out of the 17-year barrel, and they the rest of it that they have, they are keeping in Japan.
Okay.
So even in New York City, you can, you can't really find it anywhere.
And they're he's got a stash.
He's got a stash.
Yeah, I got a stash of it.
And
but
I had
when
a
I first
sip.
Moved to New York, I didn't realize that it was going to jump in price. So I burned through like five or six bottles of it. Now I'm looking back and being like, oh my God, I could have bought a car with
it's
that.
It's somewhere in a warehouse with a bunch of Viking hats.
I know, that's right. Lids is hiding it somewhere.
Do you have a date on the calendar where you're going to start having a, have a beer again?
No.
You just don't know when you're going to have a drink again?
I think
again?
Probably next year.
Okay.
I mean, why not, you know, close out the year?
Got it.
But I think, you know, next year and then, but I know exactly where I'm going to go. You know, it's so funny. I kind of treat it like... like an alcoholic who's ready to serve backslide.
Your re-entry, like
you
an
are.
Astronaut coming back into
exactly
Earth's orbit.
Right. I've been,
where
I've
are you
been
going,
so
TJ?
Far away from
where's your favorite?
The last place that I had beers was at a bar, my favorite bar in New York City, called Burp Castle. Burp Castle.
That's what it's called, Burp Castle.
And it is the strangest bar. It's it looks like a castle, kind of. But you get in there, and their whole thing is, it's a quiet bar. You have to be quiet.
All right.
So you can't have your voice higher than a library volume.
That's how everybody talks. Got it.
And so everybody has to talk like this. And if you start kind of getting drunk and be like, can we just keep it down? If you guys could just keep it down a little bit. So it's one of the weirdest environments you'll ever be in.
Yeah.
But they
have
the best beers. All they serve is beer and wine, but they focus the greatest beers. And I it was one of the hottest days in New York. I'd just gone and I was playing squash outdoors like some sort of white trash waspy Connecticut guy. And so I was out there and I was so, you know, and so I rode my, not my bike, but a bike to.
City bike.
For a city bike to Burp Castle. And I sat down and I had about 12 beers in the span of 20 minutes. And
this 12 guy, beers.
Yeah, and this guy at one point was like, can I ask you a question? The director, the bartender, the director of my good time, the bartender, he goes, can I ask you a question? Why are you drinking so fast? And I said, because it's hot outside and I'm thirsty. And I think this is the last time I'll be drinking for a while.
Oh, you knew that
said,
day?
Hey, okay. And yeah, I mean, what? How am I going to top the Burp Castle?
Right.
So I think when it comes back around, I'm going straight there.
To the Burp
I'm
Castle.
Just
going
to burn my way through it. But I do have moments in
you sound like a guy that's just getting out of prison.
Did you think
you had plans getting out of prison?
Like, did you think you had a problem or only your wife thought you had a problem?
What do you mean?
Did you think you had an alcohol problem?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I mean, I've got friends that do, but I've been around 12, the 12-step world. My sister is sober.
Got it.
I know the world enough, and I know enough alcoholics to know that I'm not.
Right.
I don't have a situation where I'm like, I can't not drink. That's what an alcoholic is.
Yeah, it is.
People joke about it. They go, well, he's such an alcoholic. He's a real alcoholic. A lot of people have drinking problems.
Yes.
But an alcoholic is somebody I always joke about. You know, if you can't drink, if you're truly an alcoholic, it's because you on your fifth drink, you're like, I'm only going to have a sixth drink. And then you have a seventh drink and you're like, did I have a sixth drink? And then you have an eighth drink and then you have a ninth drink. And then when you find you lose your car and when you find it, it's on fire.
Right.
And so it's a situation where it's people that they truly feel powerless over alcohol. And
right.
That's not the case. I mean, CJ's not drinking right now. We're going from comedy club to comedy club nationwide where the booze is free.
I know.
And we're not drinking. And there's no part of me that's like, is today the day?
Right, right, right.
It's just, you know, I walk down a street in New York City and I'm like, boy, when I am back in action and life returns to some semblance of normal, I'm going to do a bar crawl on this block because there are five bars on one block.
And CJ's not drinking. You're trying to lose weight, right? Is that why you're not drinking?
Or you... No, both. Solidarity. Yeah. And it's in for health reasons.
Solidarity.
And,
okay.
And it's a great way to see this country. You get to see
sober.
Taking the park in Spokane. Yeah, sober. And we'll get to see Nebraska.
He ran, out of ideas one example.
The fields look...
one example.
Yeah,
you're
the fields
the
look different in a blurry
you
day.
You can only remember the last... thing that we did
Court.
And then struggle to remember the state we were in.
I
think sometimes
we're
more cogent and cognizant when we're drinking, but it has been a weird experience because we were drinking buddies in Chicago. It was sort of Jameson every single night, and
yeah, that's the thing.
A fun thing,
hanging out with an old school buddy that used to drink with.
Yeah,
that's
but
even tougher.
We'll, you know, we'll
also
want to
reiterate,
we'll
not alcoholic.
No, you're not
Jameson every night.
Yeah, right. Not an alcoholic, but never not drinking. No, but I mean, I think it's a lot of people do this sober October thing. And
that's
I kind of didn't
a good month
quite
for it,
get that, right?
Yeah.
But,
well, it rhymes. Yeah,
right.
That's cute.
That's about it.
Why do we have tacos on Tuesdays?
Right.
Because it's good branding.
It's alliteration.
Drunks can remember that October rhymes with sober. It doesn't really rhyme.
Are
that's
people offering you alcohol and drugs everywhere you go still,
oh,
though?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, they get disappointed.
Collie Chickenhead, yeah.
Well, people wanted to buy him drinks last night at the show.
Yeah.
And I told the servers to go back and say, tell him that you can charge him for the drink and we'll give it to Pete Lee next week.
Got it. All right.
You accept the drugs, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah, but only,
well, you can sell those.
Only black tar heroin.
Okay.
And if it's cocaine, I'll only do it off the brim of a lid's hat. No, I've never done cocaine.
Yeah, you told us that.
Really?
I've only done, I've never done any hard drugs.
He would have if he was our age. You know, we talked about this before. He's growing. Of course, there's plenty of cocaine out there still, obviously.
You would have tried all psychedelics.
Yeah. I tried salvia.
I didn't even think about that. Weed is that still on your, are you totally sober? You're not doing anything, right?
Yeah, not doing anything. Right, I mean, not even taking Valium. I have a prescription for Valium. I'm not doing any benzos, anything. Getting real straight and narrow.
I hate to bum you out, man. I got to pick you back up now.
Yeah,
TJ Miller
really
with us.
Actually, now that I think about it.
Boy, he's getting high on stage.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to have to go pig out in the park.
He's
later.
Still goofy on stage. That's what he does, man.
I mean, the stand-up. And that's the thing is, you know, it's fun to have drinks before a show, an after show, all that stuff, but it's not a necessary component. And so the shows are great. They're still so fun. And in fact, the only problem really is that you almost are too in it and too sort of aware
of how drunk your audience is.
Yeah, right. The audience is super drunk. That's a great point.
Yeah.
And so last night, at certain points, you're like, please, you guys, be quiet for a second. I'm trying to make you laugh.
Yeah, but they're drunk.
And it's not, you know, they're having a good time. They should. But you're kind of, you know, if I mess up a word or I'm like, I didn't do, you get so in your head that you think about what you didn't do the previous show while you're on stage doing a different show.
All right.
And if you're having drinks, it's easier to kind of be like, hey, we're all here. We're having a good time. Let's focus on this moment right now and not worry about the rest of it. So
tonight you should make like a comedic burp castle.
Yes.
Where you keep it
nobody
very
laugh.
Everybody
low-key.
Please be quiet.
Everybody
burp
please.
Oh, God. Yeah. I did last night. They were so drunk. It was either the second show or the
first
show.
You called them
show.
Children.
Yeah, I said, quiet children.
That's coming from
TJ. That's okay. He'll be sober this weekend, I'm sure.
I am a full-blown toddler of a man, and I was asking these children to be quiet. I think I said, quiet children, I'm trying to make you laugh. But we had one girl who just kept going, no.
Oh, man.
No.
That was it?
And I was like, would you please stop? And also, you would be the worst woman to have sexual intercourse with. How's that? Do you like that? No. No. Do you want me to go down a little bit longer? No.
So I take it she was drunk, right?
Be quiet. I think she was from Texas, but she just, I mean, really, she kept yelling that she was from Texas.
Oh,
and,
God.
You know, so it was, but I think tonight it's going to be great. And in general, Omaha's wonderful. And I've really realized that I can't do more than 50 minutes because people can't keep it together. Because why would they?
Because you're so damn funny. You're so damn funny.
You're in the Big O.
That could be it, too. All right.
I know. I'm really happy to be here. It's great to see Colleen, who at the airport, somebody came up and said, are you Colleen Quinn?
From the Todd and Tyler show.
Empire.
She's famous. We have fun with Colleen.
Did you come from LaGuardia?
Yes. I did. I flew in from LaGuardia.
Okay, there was a guy on the email that accused you of stinking up the bathroom on that flight. He apparently was on that flight.
Oh, what a jerk, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, thanks for bringing that up. Third of all, no, I was sick in the bathroom, and the person before me had created an environment.
Don't you hate that? I did that too.
Really terrible to be in the bathroom that long for. And then now I got a guy on the internet. That's the great thing about being famous. That's just like, hey, I'm online kind of talking about how TJ really stinked up the bathroom.
That happened to me. I flew back east when you were in California. And I was coming out of flying from Harrisburg to Detroit. And I had to go to the bathroom. I had to pee real bad. And I go back in there, and it was bad.
Somebody sunk it up, lit
the place up. So I was in there real quick. I peed real quick. But as I came out, there was a dude right there. And I just said to the dude, that wasn't me. And I walked right out.
That looks even more guilty.
It does. It does. But I had to say it.
I mean, who else? Who's the rapper that says it was me? Shaggy?
Yeah.
Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews Band. Hey, are you in Pearl Jam? It wasn't me. You're from Fish, right? It wasn't me. John Mayer? It wasn't me.
Don't you hate being famous? Somebody thinks you lit up a bathroom.
I mean, I'll always remember
that. In fact, the guy before him lit up the bathroom, and he gets no credit.
Or the lady before me. Let's be equal opportunity here.
Okay.
But yeah, this kind of guy who's sort of a funny jerk from our improv group in college, UCB, the original UCB, came and performed at our college, and he told everybody that would listen that Amy Poehler came in and took a massive dump while he was in the bathroom.
Oh, jeez.
And it's just so horrible, but it's like, that's a human being. In a nutshell.
Yeah, that's it.
People have a story about how you bombed the bathroom on their flight.
Now I'm going to look at
him. And he's telling everybody that at all the dinner parties and just confirming why nobody really likes him. He's going to continually make people regret
just
being around
him. Just let that go, TJ, because when we were at Baggage Claim, there were four different people there freaking out because they'd been watching Deadpool on the plane. They were going Deadpool. And they were watching.
I've had a couple great times on where Deadpool is just ending, and I'll put my hand on the person who's watching it in the seat in front of me and go, so did you like it?
Oh.
That's pretty fun. That's fun.
I bet you that's real cool. That's
yeah,
real cool.
It's great. People love the movie. That's all I care
Thanks
about.
For coming in, TJ. We know we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
I know.
Remember,
man.
Tickets are sold out, so if you enjoy me, there's no way to see me live. And if you didn't like me, then you can say good riddance. Good riddance. I hear he really
stinks. He is all across the country on that website.
And he'll be back.
I will. I'm doing sold-out shows in Cedar Rapids, but I'll be back to Des Moines soon. But I'm coming back in April if Colleen will have me.
All right.
I'll think about it.
The great 420. And we'll be celebrating. By then, not only be back off the wagon.
Let's hope so.
But they may have made marijuana legal in Nebraska.
Ain't
gonna happen. Just kidding. Just kidding.
That's the funniest thing you've said all day.
That's the hog wild homie in me.
For other shows, Pete Lee will be here next week.
Yes.
So if you want to go order tickets, go see Pete next week.
This is one of the best clubs in the United States. She's always got a great lineup.
She does.
And Colleen Quinn for the right price. We'll marry you.
No, I won't.
No, that's true.
I've retired that universal license.
Marry you? Just marry you? You mean like marry somebody?
No.
Official. I know.
Officiate.
If you've got a gold card and you're on your way out, I'll marry you.
Exactly.
TJ, nice meeting you, brother.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. All right.
TJ Miller.
Glad to be part of the Empire.
Thank you, TJ.
Look for CJ and TJ's Radio Empire. Yes. CJ and TJ's Tokyo Lift.
You got to get up too early. You got to get up too early. You would hate this. You would hate this. All right. Thanks, guys.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.